Thank you very much. My name is Sarah Van Gelder. I'm the executive editor of Yes Magazine. Good independent journalism and diverse perspectives are critical for democracy and to our future. And our nation is facing some enormous challenges. Fortunately, we are also a nation full of creative, can-do people who are working to solve those challenges. These are not the same Washington insiders you see over and over again on the corporate media. They're often women. Many are people of color. Many are young. These are people who write in Yes Magazine, and these are the people whose stories we tell in Yes. But rarely will you see these kinds of diverse voices and perspectives in the corporate media. Let me give you some examples of stories we're covering. We're covering stories about people who are creating green jobs to address poverty and to address climate disruption. We're talking about people who are restoring local food systems that have been undermined by corporate agriculture. We're talking about people building green local energy. We're talking about people defending our civil liberties and the integrity of our vote. And we're talking about the people who are showing how to stop the WTO and the corporate globalization, both internationally and like we did right here in Seattle. Many Americans don't know these creative, can-do people exist. The corporate-owned media focuses on sensational stories that hit the adrenaline buttons. Politician statements with no fact-checking get repeated. Video press releases from deep-pocketed special interests run as though they were news. A democracy in which citizens hear about their local heroes is strengthened. A country in which our public airways are monopolized by giant corporations for their own profit and political interests will descend into cynicism. These trends are weakening our country. They are weakening America. If you press forward with this media consolidation, you are weakening our democracy.
Fran Corton.
My name is Fran Corton. I'm the publisher of Yes Magazine. I want to thank you for coming to this Northwest, and I am proud to be a member of this incredibly vibrant community of people who care so passionately about our democracy. I operate in a sector that suffers from consolidation, the independent publishing industry, which illustrates some of the problems of media consolidation. As you go through airports, you may notice that in the bookstores, the magazines all look the same. You won't find Yes Magazine there. You won't find many of your favorite independent publications because we are locked out by the big consolidated publishing houses. Recently, the Postal Regulatory Commission changed the rates. The rate change was written by the lawyers of Time Warner, and they very much benefit the big publishers, and they hugely punish the small publishers like my own publication. So we see again and again the devastating effects that media consolidation have on small players. Big players get bigger, they get more power, they can change the rules, and it is government's job to counterbalance the tendency for the big to get bigger. And that is your job, to protect the public interest against the natural market forces of consolidation, and I hope that you will play that public service role. Thank you.
Thank you.